From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The National Hurricane Center says nearly all the intensity models show Tropical Storm Dorian becoming a hurricane after hitting Puerto Rico and then getting stronger while threatening the Bahamas and the southeastern United States. Dorian's exact path remains very difficult to predict at this point, but forecasters say nearly all the models suggest residents of Florida should keep close watch as the storm approaches the U.S. coast this weekend. And now would be a good time to get your hurricane prep together. If you need some help with that, please check out our website, WLRN.org, and look for the banner that reads Hurricane Ready. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Erin is posing no threat to land as it churns off the U.S. eastern seaboard. Forecasters expect it to weaken by tomorrow. Well, a decade ago, Wynwood was a seedy area that was far off the radar of visitors. Today, it's one of South Florida's top tourist destinations. WLRN's Danny Rivero reports that some community leaders say Wynwood will soon be Miami's first so-called smart neighborhood.
The Wynwood Business Improvement District is a city board that's funded by local property owners. Earlier this year, the group bought 48 cameras and license plate readers that will be placed throughout the neighborhood. The cameras will feed directly to the City of Miami Police Department. And the board just approved even more money to set up more cameras. Manny Gonzalez is the executive director of the Business Improvement District.
It's going to allow our cameras to go from 48 to almost 80. And then the next fiscal year after that, for 2021, we intend on doing the same.
The board said extra security was needed because property crimes have increased in the neighborhood over the last few years. Things like cars getting broken into or stolen, petty thefts and vandalism.
The goal is to have the first network up prior to the busy season, which begins in October. Halloween is very extreme here in Wynwood, and I know that the cops would love to have it. Shortly after that comes Art Basel, and then shortly after that comes Super Bowl.
Gonzalez says the Business Improvement District won't stop installing license plate readers until they're on every single entrance into the neighborhood, and they can track every car that comes into the area. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.